Hi, can I speak to Mr. Beattie, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Stuart. My name is Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with the law firm helping you with your case.
Yeah.
How are you, Stuart?
Fine.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Stuart, about your case?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me just change your number because you've got this as a new one. I've caught you on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and she says. So the reason for the call, Stuart, is I'm part of what's called the investigation team here at MMA Legal. You've obviously spoke to our customer care team and Billy, and
yeah,
they're like gathering all your evidence, or gathering your, you know, all your data, if you like.
Yeah.
It's not my role, Stuart, my team's role is to go out and gather the evidence, whether that be from social services, education authorities, National Records Scotland.
Yeah.
So we can substantiate your claim and obviously give you the best chance of a positive outcome, should we say.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Stuart, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said before, my name's Michael. My role today isn't to go over your time and care, per se, Stuart. It's more to understand how your time and care and how the trauma that you faced as a child, how that has had an impact on you into your adult life, whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sorts of alcohol or substance issues, Stuart, like in evidence. And I'll write to GP, NHS, any sorts of rehabilitation centres, and I'll gather that evidence for you. What that does, Stuart, is when we present that to the Scottish Redress, it'll give them an overall picture of, you know, the trauma you faced as a child has had an impact on you as an impact on your whole life, basically.
Yeah.
They have to take that into consideration, sure. So what I'm doing is just trying to gather as much evidence as I can to give you, you know, the best chance, should we say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Stuart. I do apologise in advance, but obviously I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't do so. I am sorry. Do you or have you ever suffered with any sort of mental health issues, Stuart, like anxiety, depression?
Yeah, both.
And does your doctor give you medication for those?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you suffered or do you suffer with any sort of alcohol or substance issues?
No.
Sorry, I'm not quite the typer. One question I do have to ask you, it's the one that I do dread the most, and I do apologise again in advance. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Stuart?
No.
Okay, perfect. Just for context, I do have to ask that question in case there's any sort of hospitalisation, and then I'll write to the hospital. But I'm glad that you've never done that. Okay, so with your permission, Stuart, what I'll do is I'll write to your GP. I'll gather all of your medical records, obviously, with your mental health issues, and then I'll attach that to your claim for when I get, obviously, the information back from the social services and the education authorities of your time and care. Can I take your GP's details, please, Stuart?
I don't know his name, it's a foreign name.
No, that's fine. I just need the practice details, I'll write to the practice.
Yes, court surgery.
You may have to say that again for me, buddy.
Take court surgery.
Day court.
Day court. P-A-Y.
Yeah, and then court.
Court. Surgery.
Day court surgery.
South Day Street.
Yeah, what area is that in?
Sorry?
They're in Dundee, is it?
Yeah, Dundee.
And how long have you been there for, sir?
Oh. Since
you were born? Okay. 1970. Okay, so what I'll do, Stuart, is obviously I'll write to your GP, I'll gather your medical records, I'll write to the education authorities and the social services for your time and care. Mm. When I get the information back from your time and care, do you want me to share that with you, Stuart?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so what we'll do, Stuart, is once when I get that information into the business, into the law firm, I'll send you copies of everything. It's going to be a tough call, that one, Stuart, because we need to go through it all together, you and I.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're happy, we haven't missed anything else.
We'll go
through all of your statements, make sure that, you know, everything's in your statements you want to be in there. We'll then obviously attach your medical records to that before we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
Just to give you an overall picture of what's happened so far, as we've told or we've let Scottish Redress know we are going to claim, but we've told them we will be providing support and evidence.
Yeah.
So the what they've done is give us an app number, an application number, recognise that we're your law firm. And are now waiting, obviously, till we provide them with the support and evidence. What will then happen, Stuart, when we provide them with the support and evidence, we'll then get what's called a panel date, where a panel of individuals will judge our case.
Yes.
It's all done behind closed doors, Stuart, so there's obviously no need for us to be there.
Yeah.
And then we'll get notification of hopefully the recognition, obviously, you deserve, and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Beattie.
Yeah.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to let you know, Stuart, this isn't a quick turnaround. Could take us anywhere up to 10 months just to get the information back from the social services.
Yeah.
Your medical records, they should be pretty quick. We generally get them back within 30, 40 days. But obviously, we've got a fight on our hands getting the information back from these government bodies. But we are threatening them with absolutely everything we can. You know, legal action. We will get it back. It won't be quick. Do you have any questions for me, Stuart, on that?
No. It's really helpful.
Okay, perfect. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Stuart, I just need to go back one step with you. Just obviously to make sure you understand our fees, understand what other options are out there for you before we go away and start our main body of work now. Our work actually really starts now with, you know, go out and gathering the evidence for you. So I just need to make sure you're fully aware of everything before I and my team do that. So just to let you know, Stuart, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need to use a law firm. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submit your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, but won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this is they get paid directly by the Scottish Government, £2,000 per client, as part of the government legal fee scheme. They get that money whether the client wins, loses or draws. Now, I can't, as a law firm, I can't divulge those law firms' practices and what they do, and probably more importantly, Mr. Beattie, what they won't do for you. Also, I can tell you, sir, as we as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme.
Yeah.
We don't accept the handouts from the Scottish Government. We don't certainly don't want to be owing to them. What we do, sir, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out, give you the best possible chance of getting, you know, the most positive of outcomes.
Yeah.
Our fees, Stuart, are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means here is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. It's actually slightly less. It's like 19.2%, 16% plus VAT, but just obviously for the ease of conversation, you say 20%. On a no-fee side, Stu, just so you are fully aware, what that means is because obviously you've been through such mental hardship and emotional hardship throughout your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful with your case. So what that means, Stuart, is if we don't get you compensation, we will never come knocking at your door for any of our fees. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees our side. So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Mr. Beattie.
Yeah.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand those three options I've just given you?
Yeah.
And you're still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to let you know, Stuart, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware at the time, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with our process, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case as soon as possible. But that's entirely up to you, Stuart.
Yeah, I'm happy.
You're happy for me to waive the 14-day cooling off period? Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Stuart, is you have my number now. My name's Michael. If you save my number, if you need me for anything, give me a call. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, I work for you. You can always call me.
Right.
If you remember something, excuse me, again, just give me a call. Otherwise, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers that you may need, outlining our process, and I'll touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, so just to let you know how I'm getting on.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mr. BT?
Yep.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No.
Excellent. Okay. Well, what I'll do, Stuart, is, like I said, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks, and I'll go away and start the journey of gathering your evidence.
Okay.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stuart. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.